schools are apparently banning them or considering banning them. So, you know, clearly not everyone's relaxed about them as you are. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of get into the science of it there, we've got Dr. Amanda Gummer, who's a child psychologist. Hi there, Amanda.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, I mean, these fidget toys, I didn't even know that there was a kind of term for them, can have a real value, can they?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially children with ADD or ADHD, autism, children that struggle to kind of focus and concentrate. So, yeah, by occupying your hands, you're, especially with an automatic movement, so something that you're not having to concentrate on, it frees up your brain to concentrate on the other activities that you don't, like listening or watching a film or something, and it allows you to be calmer because it gives your body an outlet for the kind of fidget urge.
In terms of a parent's or a teacher's response to a child sitting fidgeting with something, a cube or a spinner or whatever, it's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? Because your natural reaction is, pay attention, listen to me, stop fidgeting.
Yeah, and that's with the fidgeting with the, you know, tapping the pencil or tapping your feet or doing all that sort of stuff. Whereas these, if you give a child a fidget toy, children who are going to fidget will fidget anyway. It is incredibly difficult to stop a child fidgeting. Whereas if you direct it to something that's not going to disturb everybody else, create a disturbance within the class, but it gives them something that they can do silently, automatically, that serves that purpose and gives that fidget that kind of outlet, then that's great. We at the Good Toy Guide, we test lots of toys, and we've got a range of fidget toys. So I think this latest craze is just one of a number of them. But I think it's great that something that is enjoyed by children who do sometimes struggle to fit in and be the cool kids is actually destigmatizing the playground and allowing children to play inclusively. I think, I don't have a problem with it. But I completely agree that in certain situations in the classroom, you're going to want to control their use.